focusing on OFDM, it has been said that OFDM is relatively complex because you need a Fourier transform, an FFT or an inverse FFT, that is cheaper to implement than all types of equalization or other type of signal processing measures.
Yes, that is actually true. At particular bit rates, I mean, if you increase your bit rate high enough at a certain point, OFDM becomes easier to implement than a single carrier system. The reason for this is because the OFDM system can be implemented with a fast Fourier transform, a well-known technique, which grows slightly more than linearly with the number of subcarriers you have. So let's say, for instance, you double your data rate, right? You need twice the number of carriers, and your receiver will become twice, maybe a bit more, 2.5 times more complex. Now, if you use an equalizer-based technique and you go to a double the bit rate, you need an equalizer that is twice as long, plus it needs to do its calculations twice as fast, so the complexity is four times as high. So if you go to higher bit rates, at some point OFDM becomes cheaper, and we think that the break-even point, if you will, lies at about 10 megabits per second. If you go beyond that, to 20 or 30 megabits per second, OFDM is up to 30 times less complex than it. Equalized single carrier system.
The point, the bit rate where OFDM becomes useful and cheaper than equalization, of course, depends on the RMS delay spread of the channel. Now, we are talking about 5.2 gigahertz, and you did measurements and have experience with OFDM on these frequencies?
Yes, actually, we do. It is true that this break-even point is dependent on the maximum delay spread you are designing the system for. The literature indicates that delay spreads at 5 gigahertz are on the same order as on 2.4 gigahertz, for which there is a massive base of measurements. Also, 5 gigahertz measurements have been done, and they support that statement.